This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mike Sando was just with us from The Athletic talking about quarterback tiers. The thing that caught my eye the most in those quarterback tiers is the jump Baker Mayfield made. He was up 8 spots from a year ago, and I'm not going to live on the wheel of regret for this entire segment, so I'm going to let it go, but it's worth reading the article. And I'm just still bummed that I just think they messed up the entire Mayfield thing. But you're going to have to turn the page at some point, and so today's a good day to do it, even though you've got 4 quarterbacks on a roster, 5 quarterbacks on a roster, and you have no idea what this season's going to look like or have any confidence in a quarterback that's going to be able to get you through 17 games. That to me, Dan, is the hard part for me, because I don't have confidence in anyone, and I'll throw Watson in there too. You know, you've got 6 quarterbacks. I don't have any confidence that any one of those guys could lead them through a 17-game schedule. I don't think Flacco will stay healthy for the whole season.
I don't think Flacco's going to stay healthy for the whole season either.
So,
and my whole thing with Baker Mayfield, and it's my whole thing with life as well, is I can't fix the past. I can only learn from it and figure out how to make sure I don't repeat those same things again. And that's where I am with the Browns and Baker Mayfield. I can't fix it.
I thought Mike said something interesting about him, his maturity.
Oh, he will openly admit that. He was on, was it Part of My Take? I think he was on Part of My Take. And that's one of the things that he said, was he was like, I grew up in Tampa. And I think some of that played into it. You know, it's always my problem I have with this stuff, is it's like, you can't just copy and paste someone back in and all of a sudden, you know, get success there. There are so many extenuating circumstances that come with all of these people. It's the same argument I've always had with people go, well, if you put, you know, Brown should have drafted this player. Well, would they have been patient with Josh Allen? Would they have let Josh Allen throw a boatload of
picks all over the place? I think that the problem I have with the Baker Mayfield story,
Would they let Patrick Mahomes sit for a season? Learn some of those things?
Oh, I don't know.
They have let Aaron Rodgers sit for 2 years? Like that,
I understand what you're saying.
I hate that argument for that reason, because I think that some of those circumstances that quarterbacks have to conquer is what makes them better.
I just think the Baker situation was so fragile. It was just so, it never should have happened. I think that's what bothers me more than anything, is that it never should have happened. I don't have a problem with the front office kicking the tires to see it, especially at the time, knowing how good Deshaun was and how good he had played on a team that hadn't won, and they felt like they had a team that was just one. And by the way, Baker was, you know, one play away from AFC Championship, right? If they make a play here, defense makes a play, you're there.
Chad Henne doesn't roll out, yeah.
Yeah, so I just the maturity part of it on both sides, I'll be honest with you, it seemed to come into play on that. Especially Baker just, you know, they kicked the tires on a good quarterback, and Baker got upset about that.
And it's
especially knowing that he was going into a contract year. So, you know, you're right. I mean, I've moved on from it. I just, when I read the article, I'm like, man, I can't believe Baker went up 8 spots in this tier ranking system. And I'm just like, wow.
And you also deal with the repercussions of perpetual overhauls when it comes to Baker Mayfield, because it's really easy to walk in and go, that's not my guy. Don't hitch me to that guy. That's not my guy. I didn't bring him in here. He's not the guy that we were looking for. Hmm. It's really, really easy to do that in the NFL. And right now, if you want to evaluate Kevin Stefanski and you want to evaluate Andrew Berry, everything that's in front of them is their cause. They've been here for 5 years. There's no, this guy is not my problem. He wasn't drafted by me. No, 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 no. You've been here long enough. This is it. This is what you've produced.
The question is, what's going to be bigger, the hole that was left by the trade from Deshaun Watson, which still exists.
Right.
In the 3 years of not having a first round
draft pick. There's a reason you got one of the older rosters in the league.
Or the hole they're going to have to dig at the new stadium, the new dome. If you missed that, that was a big story today, too.
Watch out for Pendergrass. Water.
Yeah, watch out for the water.
Watch out for water.
From Neotrans blog. And Daryl Ryder's followed up with this, you know, saying that the Browns are talking with ODOT to try to figure this out. That the dome, they got denied a permit, or they got denied a permit by the Ohio Department of Transportation. To say that the building's too tall by 58 feet. And because of the airport, that makes a difference. And the Browns came back. There's a quote in the blog's story from Ken Pendergrass that just said, our aviation consultants were surprised by ODOT's letter from 2 weeks ago, which is flatly at odds with the FAA's careful analysis and determinations resulting from well over a year of in-depth work. Like, the Browns didn't put those plans out thinking that they were going to be an FAA problem.
No.
I don't know. I look at our current stadium and I think that's an FAA problem, but that's
not me. So. Without question, something must have gone awry. Either they had bad information or they were told wrong.
I thought it was interesting when we had that architect on from St. Louis saying that ODOT might need to be educated by the FAA.
Let's be honest.
ODOT's main, I mean, yes, they have an aviation office, but isn't their main responsibility the roads? Right? I mean, I've never once thought of ODOT and airports or anything above me.
Yeah, I haven't either. You're right.
Never. You think the I've FAA never once thought of ODOT and going, oh, yeah, you know, I'm driving by the Cuyahoga County Airport in Richmond Heights. I hope ODOT's got to make sure that the landing strip is good there. Wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What?
This seems like one of those, like, just hiccups along the way. Like, are you panicked about this? I have no
panic. Not at all. To me, yeah. I mean, without sounding insane, it sounds like it's a pimple on the rear end of the Browns.
Exactly. I don't think this is a mess. I don't think this is the, here we go, you know. Like, I don't think it's any of that stuff again. I think this is just like, A, this has happened. I am sure the Haslam Sports Group and the group that they're working with to build this dome are probably talking with ODOT right now, attempting to figure out, okay, this is what we were told by the FAA. This is what we did with this. Why is this currently an issue that you're saying now? And who knows? Maybe it is an issue and I got to dig the thing deeper and it's going to cost more money than for them to go deeper. Well, okay. We knew this is going to happen. Anyone who has done any kind of building knows that the minute you start,
right,
there's going to be things that'll pop up that you don't see coming. I mean, we've all been stuck watching Fixer Upper once or twice. We know how HGTV does it. Like, you know what I'm talking about. We've all been there. Or we're sitting there and we don't have control of the remote that night, and you're sitting there with your significant other, you're watching HGTV, or you enjoy it yourself, which is perfectly fine. It is never a smooth move. It is never a smooth way to, you know, hey, yeah, this is my plan. It's going to work perfectly. It's like, nope. There's always something.
And you knew that, it was interesting to hear. Somebody else had called in and just talked about the contingency. Like, they had to have contingency plans if some of this stuff came up. So, I know we've been talking about this for years. I'm kind of done talking about it. I think everyone's kind of settled into the fact that the Browns are moving into a dome that, yeah. You know, anyone that's complaining about it now, it's just, I want to see the city of Cleveland have the most awesome lakefront in the history of lakefronts and be able to do something with it. And the county as well. I know that the head of the county would like to see, you know, obviously that area be more useful. I would say not more useful, just useful. Whether, you know, Chris Renee wanted the Browns there or not. I mean, it's very clear he did not want them to move. For the city, I want this. The one part about it for the city is, like, they've got so many things going on. Being the landlord for a building that's used 12 times a year, 14 times a year, it just, to me, I just think of so many better things the city can do. But the biggest thing about the dome, whether, you know, this is a hiccup or this is going to cause some problems, is the fact that it's a $3.6 billion enclosed stadium. And, like, I was talking to somebody who works one of the trades last week, and just stop and think about all the jobs that will be here for construction to be able to do not only that, but the project on the lakefront, if they can ever get moving on that too. And, you know, it takes people, it takes the hardworking people of Northeast Ohio that have made this city great to build that stadium. Someone's got to build that. And, you know, I go back and maybe this is just the son of an electrician who's sitting here talking about the fact that you've got electricians and pipe fitters and plumbers and sheet metal workers and laborers and all these folks that, you know, and I'm not, it creates more jobs. It puts more money in our economy. And yes, I understand. Like, I wish they were building this thing downtown. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. I wish that they would build this stadium in downtown Cleveland and make it retractable. That to me is it. But I mean, this is where the money is and this is where they're at. And I see that influx of cash coming into the county, and I just see, you know, I look at other cities that I've been to before and I see the impact they can have in Indianapolis and other places. And, you know, Minneapolis is a place where I was lucky enough to go to plenty of times to watch them, and you see the excitement of it's not about the Browns. That's just it. For me, it's not about the Browns. It's about a building that may have taxpayer money involved in it, yes, but it's a building you use more than 12 times a year. I don't know what the ticket prices are going to be. I'll be honest with you. They're going to be way more than they should be. We all kind of know that. That's the price of having an NFL team.
Yep. especially in a sport that more and more wants you to be at home watching the game more than they want you to be in the stadium watching the game.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at the way they treat flexing in Thursday night games.
Yeah.
They want the people at home on TV on their couch more than they want the people in the buildings. It's just the reality. What this is something that the state of Ohio does not have, which is a 65,000 seat indoor facility that you could do a boatload of things with, including, you know, I know everybody's going, oh, Super Bowl. No. All the big wrestling things. I bet you'll see some Big Ten title stuff coming in here, whether it's Big Ten volleyball, Big Ten, you know, who knows what they could do with that thing. Maybe you get swimming and diving in here.
They can bid on
band competitions.
Yeah.
I always go back to what you've told me with Lucas Oil, because you're 100% right. Look at all the different ways they use that thing. They do band competitions in there. They do first responders conventions in there where they bring everybody in and show them the latest technology that's used to save people from burning buildings and help people in ambulances and whatnot. They use Lucas Oil for that thing in Indy. Board game conventions, the national. Like, there are so many other things that you can point to and use that stadium for. The auto show. I bet you that stadium becomes the home of the auto show.
Well, something's got to happen with the IX Center now.
Right?
Not being, you know, that's going to be something else. So
I mean, it opens the door to a lot of things. And do I wish billionaires would pay for their own darn stadiums?
Yes.
Yeah, very much so.
The problem is when they pay for every penny of it, your ticket prices go up. I'm not going to lie. I think these ticket prices are going to be insane.
Yeah, I wish billionaires paid for their own damn stadiums.
Be?
I do. Sadly, this is the cost. This is the reality. This is having an NFL team. I want billionaires to pay for their own damn stadiums, but here we are.
Yep. All right, let's come back. We'll put a bow on the show. And there's, speaking of shows, I mean, gigantic one. Tonight, we got to talk about that. 216-474-0092. Basket and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.